Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 117.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant of Arms will please close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Penny.
I'm going to read a portion of scripture from Lamentations, the third chapter, and start with verse 21. It means a lot to me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Father, we thank you that each day as we rise, as the sun comes up in the eastern sky, it's a new day, a new beginning. The things we did in the past, we can put in the past. We can start afresh and anew because you've just told us that your mercies fail us not. Help us as legislators in particular. Help the staff that attend to the legislators. For all those that assemble here in this building, may we have spoke to you each day as we rise in prayer. May we be prepared to come and serve the people of the great state of North Carolina. Not because of any self-interest or self-worth that we think we may have, but because of the value that you've allowed us to be your service. And we'd be careful to give you praise, honor, and glory in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August the 25th has been examined and be found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for August 26th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. And those opposed, please say no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Enrolled the clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 228, an act to lower health care costs and expand access to allow small business to offer exclusive provider benefit plans.
Charter bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 542, House Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow North Carolina State Health Plan for teachers and state employees to adopt a program to incentivize plan members to report activities such as fraud, waste, or abuse by healthcare providers providing service plan members and to establish governing standards for property finders. Respectfully, Sarah Holler.
Noted.
House Bill 95, Senate Committee Substitute, Fourth Edition, a bill to entitle an act to authorize the Commissioner of Agriculture to review the application and to issue or deny a license for wholesale distribution and prescription drugs that is continued upon approval of a prescription drug under federal law while the federal approval process is pending for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Placed on calendar for August 31st.
House Bill 436, Senate Committee Substitute, fourth edition, a bill to be entitled an act to require psychological screening in law enforcement officers prior to certification to employ and educate law enforcement officers to maintain good mental health and to provide information for law enforcement officers of mental health resources available and to create a physical fitness study for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Placed on calendar for August 31st.
House Bill 606, Senate Committee Substitute, third edition, a bill to be entitled an act to promote dignity of women who are incarcerated for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
It's placed on calendar for August 31st.
House Bill 805, Senate Committee Substitute, third edition, a bill to be entitled an act to increase the penalties for rioting or inciting rioting and the causes of damage to property, serious bodily injury, or death or assault for emergency personnel during a riot or state emergency to allow recovery to determine damage, property damage, and personal injury caused by rioting or looting, and to require pretrial release conditions for rioting and looting offenses be determined by a judge for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Placed on calendar for August 31st. Members, there will be votes tomorrow. Tomorrow's session will be at 3 p.m. There will be a vote, so please make note of that. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Penny is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, August the 31st at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, August 31st at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it, and the House now stands adjourned.